Wrapping up the month of July, it is another episode of Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from ASI. And Doug, during COVID, my sister lost her sense of smell and she could never tell when the food was done. So they got her one of those little timer things in order for her to be able to remind her. I mean, she could hear that, but she couldn't smell. So I think that's kind of similar when you have hearing loss. It's important to be able to hear some of those day-to-day things that could almost potentially become dangerous things.
They can, and you don't know what you can't hear if you can't hear it.
Correct.
I'm going to surprise you with this story, and it has nothing to do with sound advice, but my father was a veterinarian. He's retired now. And with all the agricultural smells that he grew up with on a farm and then as a vet, he wasn't able to smell very well. And he walked into the local Ace Hardware store down in Atlantic after dealing with a skunk in his outside of his house.
Oh, no.
Well, he didn't realize it, but he'd gotten sprayed by the skunk, but he couldn't smell it.
No.
Although everyone else in Capel's Ace Hardware did. So you don't know what you can't smell sometimes, like you said.
Right.
But, you know, this is a story, really. I thought about this topic just from the standpoint of the golf course. I was out there a few weeks ago and getting into the cart shed to get my cart. And from outside the cart shed, I heard this loud, annoying buzzing. And for folks who are familiar with golf, when you have a golf cart, you put it in reverse, there is a very loud buzzing sound. You know, it's a safety feature. You want to make sure if you put your cart in reverse that you know it, so you don't run someone over behind you.
Right.
If you hit the gas, you don't run off a cliff, whatever. And someone had parked their cart, put it in the shed, and walked out, closed the doors, and it was in reverse. And it's loud. I mean, it's really loud. You know, for that person, I'm certainly not mocking them at all or making fun of it, but this is, you know, might be something that they're not aware of. You know, they might not realize that they can't hear that. To the lay person, you'd never think, how can someone not hear that? But there are folks that can't, and they may not even be aware of that.
Another thing would be if you walk past someone and they say hi to you, but you just keep walking. I may think, well, that was kind of rude, you know? I mean,
if you don't acknowledge them, just because you didn't hear them reaching out to you, you can maybe give off a bad vibe that you didn't intend to. You know, so it can affect interpersonal relationships, obviously, and social situations. I think it can also be a safety factor. You know, yes, on the golf course with the reverse golf cart, but even in the home, you know, smoke alarms, you know, we've talked on Sound Advice before about folks, patients that I've had that aren't able to hear with an alarm going off, carbon monoxide or smoke alarm.
Right.
And trying to think of some solutions for things like that. Folks can use smoke alarms that have a light, you know, that will actually flash when the alarm goes off as well, which would be a great safety feature for someone with more severe hearing losses. So just points to the fact that, you know, a lot of folks walk around with hearing loss, maybe not to the same severe degree, but they walk around with hearing loss that they're not aware of. And unless you have a diagnostic hearing evaluation, you don't know what you're not hearing.
Right, exactly. And you can, of course, get a diagnostic hearing evaluation with Doug Leonard at ASI. You can check him out on Facebook. And you can also give him a call, too, at 792-5933. That wraps up our July episodes here. Doug, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next month.
You betcha.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.